I am Fred Wetzel of Wetzel's Daycare and Cutlery Shop. Yeah, I got a daycare center. Bring your kid if you wanna. I don't give a damn. But know this, I'm not a big fan of girls. I don't really relate to them well. Still, they're welcome just the same as your bastard sons. And no matter if they pee sitting or standing, they all have to follow several simple rules at Wetzel's. Rule number one at Wetzel's, there is no Wetzel's. Rule number two at Wetzel's, there is no Wetzel's. Rule number three at the Wetzel Daycare Center, children will not be referred to by name, but by number. For example, I might yell, hey, number 12, when you're finished with the medicine cabinet, close it for God's sake. What do you think this is, an NFL locker room? I figure this way, we keep emotional attachment at a minimum here at Wetzel's because the last thing that we want, you and I, you as parents, me as a daycare operator, is your kid liking me more than he does you. Let's skip a bit to rule number 12. I like to call it, quit wasting my time making useless crap. That's right, we have arts and crafts at Wetzel's. But I won't waste your children's time, and God knows I won't let them waste mine, with meaningless macaroni smiles glued to paper plates or ugly brown duckies made with popsicle sticks. Creative freedom will always be suppressed here at Wetzel's. It will only lead you to disappointment. I swear some of these kids are retarded anyway. For example, the other day this fat kid colored the moon black. I was like, wake up, Krispy Kreme. The moon is yellow. I then told number 9 how a black moon is synonymous with devil worship. We then listened to some old Black Sabbath tapes while I explained to him why God hates him now. Which leads us to rule number 12 at Wetzel's. No crying. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a crier. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, arts and crafts. As I was saying, we won't waste your kids' time with useless crap. No, your children will make shoes. Mostly shoes. Lots and lots of shoes. It's my experience that Asians make the best workers. I mean craftsmen. I meant craftsmen. Very quick hands, those Asians. No crying. Rule number 14 at Wetzel's, no talking during nap time. Now, nap time at Wetzel's lasts from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Now, it turns out that not all children can sleep on command. Who knew? Nor for a 5.5-hour block of time. Now you know why we have the medicine cabinet. And because all kids don't enjoy the taste of NyQuil, I put it in Jell-O shots. That's the extra mile I'm willing to go for your kids here at Wetzel's. I love the fact that kids will eat anything, and I mean anything, as long as you put it in Jell-O. Well, that's a kid for you. Gullible. And for those hyper few still kicking, Wetzel's provides a wide variety of movies for the kids. Entertainment during nap time. We have Leaving Las Vegas, Faces of Death 2, and the talented Mr. Ripley. The kids sure love their death, too. Though a couple sourpusses need to be reminded of Rule 12, that's the crying rule, which is a job I've left for a couple of the other kids while Mr. Wetzel watches his soaps on the good TV. Which leads me to rule number 21. Mr. Wetzel needs his timeouts. This rule applies during intermittent periods of the day, but always, and I mean always, during the broadcast of The Bold and Beautiful.
Mr. Wetzel? Timmy? I mean number 6. He's smoking cigarettes again.
Number 6? Those better be your mom's. Well, it looks like I've got to run. I'm Fred Wetzel. I own a daycare and cutlery shop. Bring your kids if you want to. I don't give a damn. Number 6!